between yourself and Chris right now, obviously there are limitations. How difficult will it be to truly get ready for the season, not getting all the reps that you'd like to get with your teammates, for both of you guys, actually?
I don't think it'll be a problem.
Just
because, you know, both of us, we're not out there wondering what's, you know, happening. We can still react, you know, the same way that we always have. You know, we know the game plan, we know the offense. The biggest thing is just, it's like riding a bicycle. Once you get going out there and doing reps again, you know, you remember your steps, your hand placements, but obviously we can always get better, you know, so that's one thing we want to do while out here is improve that, but I don't think there'll be any issue, you know, in terms of, if you miss something, that's going to be a problem.
Camp is one thing, but the preseason games are another. Do you think you need some preseason snaps together as an offensive line?
Absolutely.
And how many would it take?
I don't know that number, but that's one of the reasons why I wanted to be out here during camp is because you definitely want to be able to work with your teammates and, make that bond. And, and we have that, but, it's always good to, be out here to help the young guys too. And, when they're getting the reps, you can teach them. It's like an extra coach if you're not in there. So, there's always positives to being out here with your teammates. And you never want to be watching from the sideline, but, you do your best to be out there as much as you can.
With all the kind of injuries that you, or the surgeries, multiple surgeries you've had and whatnot, do you think it's going to be a thing where you'll be a full go in camp often, or is this something you're going to have to manage kind of throughout camp and maybe throughout the season?
No, I mean, I'll be full go for sure. But like I said, we're going to be smart about it. And, if there's sometimes where we've got to cut back a little bit, then that's what we do. We want to make sure that, we're ready to go this season because there's, big things ahead of us. And, we're really excited.
How bound up were you last year?
I don't really like to talk about it too much just because, you see a lot of other people that, talk about their injuries and stuff. My big thing is basically no matter how many, surgeries or injuries I had, I want to come out here and, you got to prove it every year. So that's my goal. That's why, I did, the best I could to get back in shape. And, I got to come out here and prove it each and every day.
Did you do all the procedures at the same time? Was it like one kind of overhaul?
They were kind of spread out a little bit, but, we did the majority of them at the beginning and then, maybe one like when we got back up here, so.
Is there any part of your body which is totally healthy?
I feel really good. Like I have to admit, things like that, you might have your doubts, but, just working with the Giants medical staff and, doing the right things and, we haven't had any problems and I don't intend on having any problems anymore. So it was a good tune-up.
What mile checkup was this though? How many miles checkup is it?
I don't know, but it was much needed.
It was a full service one, huh?
Yeah, we'll just say, I definitely needed it to, and it's only going to help me, in terms of my flexibility and, just being able to do normal things that I had limitations on last year. So, it was definitely something that needed to be done, and I'm glad we did it.
So what was it last year? Shoulder?
There was a lot of them, but, I won't comment on that just because, medical staff can kind of take care of that or Coughlin, if he wants to specify. But there's plenty enough to go around.
Tom said he was going to Tom Coughlin said he was going to give us a printout of everything.
Don't laugh. So, but yeah, I feel like that's just offensive line. It doesn't matter like what you're going through. I know Snee and myself are usually could be in the news about the injuries or whatever, but so many other players go through all these injuries, and it's just we just want to be out there playing for each other and winning, and just getting better, getting more consistent. That's what Coughlin was talking about, because that's what we need in order to have a successful season this year.
Chris only had the one surgery. He had an easy offseason.
Well, you have to ask him about that, but those types of surgeries are they're not and not too easy to come back from too quick. But you know, it's you know, he fought through a lot, and that's you know, that's definitely something that we all kind of can look at each other and just, you know that we did that for each other, you know, last year, and we're going to continue to do it in the future.